everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Today, cloudy, breezy.
Oh,
a little sea breeze. Chance for some rain, high of 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Thursday, sunny, cooler, high of 68. Friday, we got a chance for some rain during the day. Later on at night, high of 78. I think Saturday's supposed to be nice. I think there's a chance of rain, but don't worry. The golf outing, rain or shine.
Ain't going to rain. It's going to be a great
day. I bet you it's going to be great. It's the Plan B Morning Show Subpar Classic. It's going to be gorgeous out, so I'm not worried about that. Don't worry. And it is rain or shine either way, so we're going to go out there and golf. You can drink beer and golf in the rain. Don't worry about it.
Plus, God signed up, and I think he's going to make the weather good.
I thought it was Jesus.
Yeah, it was.
Tan-rimmed Jesus?
Jesus was busy. He's on another spring break.
He's got a hacky sack tournament. all right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Scientists are working on some space agencies to figure out a way to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid to see if it would be enough to protect Earth from an impact. Dude.
Is this, are they subliminally doing this because they know something's going
to
happen?
I don't know. NASA is working with the European Space Agency to blast the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, spacecraft directly into an asteroid. The DART spacecraft will hit the asteroid at a speed of over 14,000 miles an hour.
I got it. I know the answer.
What?
All you got to do is hire Randy Quaid from Independence Day.
Yeah.
He'll fly his plane right into it.
He'll do it.
You know?
I don't know if they're doing this because they're worried about something.
Possibly.
I mean, there's asteroids whizzing by us left and right, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going all over.
Yeah, the Earth just juking asteroids. Yeah. Left, right, left, right.
But if one ever does hit, which actually we do get hit by a lot of them. A lot of them get burned up in our atmosphere, thank God for our atmosphere, right? Jesus.
Could you imagine sitting there watching that thing just... Yeah. On fire, on its way to Earth.
Here's how you think about it. A little asteroid. Let's say an asteroid's coming in, gets broken up, and then it goes to our atmosphere, gets broken up even more, smaller particles, but even one that's like the size of a pea would just rocket right through your brain. Just right through your brain.
What the hell?
No, that wouldn't bounce off. That would literally, like, just right through your head.
This guy wouldn't have a good day.
I wouldn't mind going out that way, okay? At least you say, what happened to Brock? Oh, he got hit by a meteor. What? Not he got bit by a mosquito.
Yeah, it's a way cooler story, I guess.
Way cooler story. So anyway, look out, NASA, building an asteroid gun.
Hey, you think getting hit by a golf ball hurts?
Imagine an asteroid.
Right to the dome.
Dead, bro. You're dead. Lastly, this story really pisses me off. A new poll found that most people prefer to order steak and burgers well done. 40% of Americans like their burgers well done, while 24% like their steaks well done.
No way.
Medium rare was the next with 23% of the vote. Folks.
I had a steak last night.
Was it medium rare?
Yeah, it was medium. It was more rare than anything.
Yeah. If it's more than medium rare, you ruin the steak. You ruin the burger.
Yeah. Throw it away.
Throw it away. I've been out with people like, oh, yeah, can I get that steak well done? I'm like, why?
Like, you know what? I'll cut it up in little strips for you, too, because it's beef jerky. It's not a steak.
Oh, God.
You know, if it's rare done, or not rare, but well done.
Yeah.
Just keep going and turn it into jerky because it's not a steak anymore.
Dude, a well done steak. You sit there.
Yeah.
Chewing through it.
Not to mention it loses its flavor.
Oh, I'd like that steak well done with a side of ketchup, please. You're a commie.
Oh.
I don't trust you. You know who else had his steaks well done? Hitler.
Ketchup on a steak, bro?
Yeah. No. I've seen people do that.
No.
Get their steak well done, and then they get ketchup.
My brother served a guy one time who puts ketchup on his pancakes. Just like, what are you doing, man?
That's better than having a steak well done.
Yeah.
I would rather sit next to someone dipping pancakes,
ketchup,
dipping crepes into ketchup than sit next to some psycho that ordered their steak well done.
This is the last time we're going out to dinner. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, my God.
You're an embarrassment.
Take that steak knife and jam it into your eye.
Firm, but with little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock